Speaking of Hobbits, so Isengard. No, sorry. Spodcast 4!
Spodcast!
Hey, welcome to Spodcast number 4.
Stunned silence.
It's amazing. we've made it to 4 weeks.
Yeah, you know, we've actually kept at something for 4 weeks.
Yes,
amazing.
That's like a whole month almost.
Almost.
Getting on for a month, yeah.
Well, the first inaugural podcast was the 14th of August. We actually should say the date one of these podcasts. Today is Monday, the 5th of September, 2005.
Yay. Yeah.
Indeed.
But then by the time everybody gets it...
It won't be.
Yeah.
Which is why they tend to have numbers instead of dates.
Yeah, part of the fact that our stories can sound more but our stories sound more topical if people then listen to it and they mention, why are they talking about Sony PSPs?
That was years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. If you are listening to this in 2008, please send us an email.
And see if the server's still up.
Yes. More to the point, tell us why. Anyway.
Yeah, get knives.
Okay, yes, right.
He's a mentalist. Get away, you mentalist.
Jared, do you want to tell people what that was before the intro?
Oh, yes, the intro. I'm trying a new experiment today. I'm rerouting my microphones through GarageBand, as GarageBand is commonly called.
Ew.
Only by Americans.
Only by Americans who can't actually pronounce Garage. I'm rerouting it through a VST plugin sound effect called Guitar Rig, which I've got a demo of, which means I'm up to 30 minutes on this, so I'll change over in the song.
We'll have to keep it brief.
Yeah. And I'm recording through GarageBand, and I've put the vocal transformer to Chipmunk for the intro, and now I'm using a setting through Guitar Rig FX using a noise gate, which I've turned off because it was annoying, a limiter, which is fantastic, a tube compressor, and a parametric equalizer, all of which make me sound a bit more radioficated.
A bit less like you.
A bit less like me and a little more like I'm not using a cheap USB microphone. Or at least that's the theory.
Right. Lovely.
And the quote was from the internet quote of the quote du jour.
They're taking the hobbits from Isengard. To Isengard.
Yes. We'll link to it. We won't give.
We'll link to it. You have to watch it and hear it. It rocketh verily.
No, yes. It doesn't. It sucks mightily.
But so much that it rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As all good internet crap does.
Right. Well, let's get on with today's first little. Well, I have absolutely no idea what this is.
I'm dying to hear all about this.
So go ahead, take it away, Spadge.
Oh yes, the Asda tinned soup.
Can I just mention, this has been sitting on our to talk about list all week, and Elliot's the only person who knows anything about it, so this should be quite enlightening.
We've been pondering the ramifications of Asda tinned soup.
What can possibly go wrong with Asda tinned soup?
Well, that's what you think, isn't it?
Especially spicy tomato and lentil flavour.
So, like, you've got this tin of soup, right? And it's on a shelf, and it's next to all the Heinz soup.
Okay.
Right. So you've got Heinz and Asda. Which do you buy?
The Asda is cheaper.
Heinz is better.
Exactly. That's the quandary right there. Now you see Asda tinned soup. Fuck. It's amazing. It's great. It is fantastic. It pisses on Heinz from a great height.
Okay.
I shit you not. Right, spicy tomato and lentil flavour as the tinned soup is just like whoa in a bowl. It really is like loads better than Heinz. You get like loads more vegetarian offerings and flavours rather than just tomato.
I'm amazed that soup can make a man so happy.
It's well, I like any soup, you know.
Okay.
It makes a good sort of brunchy type thing.
Yes.
Half the price of Heinz soup, and loads better, just loads better. I do have to say, I took exception today when I was in Asda, and I saw that they had a tin of soup for 28p, buy any three for a pound. I thought, This is what happens when you let your marketing department take over the business.
Absolutely.
Get thee behind me, marketing wallies, and stop overcharging me just because I'm buying three tins.
That is classic pricing.
Rationing.
Yeah.
So yeah, wonderful. Asda, tin soup, fantastic. Go and get yourself some, especially the spicy tomato and lentil flavour, which is just, like, gorgeous.
Well, I will have to nip down to my local French branch of Asda,
which is,
I believe, my nearest branch of Asda is in Dover. So I'm shit out of luck, as they say.
Next time some poor unsuspecting person goes over to France, they can take you a tin of spicy tomato and lentil flavour Asda soup. Right, Megan?
Well, actually, Vic's over in London at the moment, so she can bring me some back.
Tell her to get you some, if they have Asda down south. I mean, I know it's
no, she was in Waitrose. She's in Waitrose.
It's a good old-fashioned Yorkshire company, isn't it?
I can state that we do have Asdas down south.
Isn't Asda Walmart now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was Associated Dairies of Yorkshire.
Who used to Dick the Milk used to work for Associated Dairies, didn't he?
Do you remember the yellow board sign we used to have as kids that somebody nicked? That was an Associated Dairies sign.
And that was from Dick the Milk.
And it might well have been from Dick the Milk. Yeah. You just wouldn't get away with having a name like Dick the Milk.
I feel like everyone else are missing something.
He was up in Arrogate.
Up in Arrogate. He were our milkman.
He delivered our milk.
Oh, okay.
Back when he used to have milkman.
And his name was Dick the Milk.
And his name was Dick the Milk. He was this old Jewish guy who used to deliver our milk, and his name was Dick.
Oh, right.
Dick the Milk.
Okay.
And you wonder why we turned out like we did.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking...
Yes.
Sorry, carry on.
No, I was going to say something I shouldn't.
You don't wonder
so.
At all. And speaking of Harrogate, I have in my hand a Tailors of Harrogate Yorkshire tea, which I went and got just before we started. The French side of the podcast this week has been brought to you by Northern English Tea.
The Surrey End is sponsored by Diet Coke Vanilla.
That's pretty Surrey right there.
It's a bit of a departure from the usual water.
You don't get
and
Diet
I too
right
have
here.
Taylor's of Arrogate Yorkshire tea.
Oh.
You don't get vanilla Diet Coke here. You get normal vanilla Coke, but you get Diet with lemon and Diet with lime. But you don't
vanilla's...
get normal with lemon or normal with lime.
Vanilla's becoming harder to find because the lemon and lime seems to be what they're pushing
right.
now. I've just realised
I'm
the Coke-addicted one between both of you.
That's scary.
It is a bit.
Yeah, that is really wild and worrying.
Anyway.
Okay.
So there you go, Asda tin soup. Rock on.
Yeah. Okay. Should say other soups are available.
But just not as nice.
But they're not as nice, yes. Okay.
And or they cost more or something.
Yes. Something like that.
Okay. Well, I have a pretty legitimate rant that I really, really... remember at the beginning of the show, at the top of the show, as they say in radio, at the top of the show I did mention Sony PSP and why are we talking about it. Well, this is what I'm going to talk about. I got hold of a Japanese import PSP. Fantastic piece of kit. Can't say enough praise about it. Right up until the moment it just died. For no reason, it just stopped working and that was it. Bit of a shame. Couldn't really send it back to the shop in Hong Kong because the guy who bought it for me, hello Scott, my brother Scott, bought it in Hong Kong. And he's over in Bangkok in Thailand. He bought it in Hong Kong, shipped it over to me, didn't give me the receipt because obviously you send it in a jiffy bag so you don't pay import duty. I mean, I don't know where it all went. So I never got the receipt. So I couldn't send it back to the shop in Hong Kong because I didn't know where it was. He couldn't remember. And it was just a nightmare trying to even think about that because I don't speak Chinese. Disaster.
That would just be a logistical nightmare.
I thought it through and couldn't work out even close to how to get it fixed. So I thought that I'd wait until the European release because I phoned Sony up in France and they said, we don't know. Honestly, we won't know until the 1st of September. They're not telling us anything because... Well, probably because they're in India somewhere. No, Sony actually had French people in France. Okay. Unlike other ones that send it off to Bangalore.
They're not the most open of organizations.
No,
Sony,
but
it has to be said. Well,
the thing
is, support's supposed to be quite good.
They like to keep their secrets.
Their support is supposed to be very, very good. But the problem is, they have to keep their secrets, because if some help desk monkey knows the facts, he will go and tell somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much like with banks.
Yeah, much like...
That's a story for another day.
Okay, much like Apple, who have to sue people or get non-disclosures because people really aren't supposed to say these secret things, and they do.
Yes.
So anyway, yes, the 1st of September came. Well, I phoned 2 days before the 1st of September, and they said, phone back in 2 days. So I did, and they said, yes, we will repair out-of-country PSPs. And I went, hurrah, hurrah.
Well, you can't argue with that.
Yeah, that's good. But of course, you will have to pay, which, yeah, fair enough. I don't mind, you know, because it's an import. I don't have the details. It has to be an out-of-warranty repair. Well, yeah, it can't be that bad. And they said, yes, and what sort of price would that be? That cell will be €195.
And a new one would cost you?
€245.
Blimey.
Money-grabbing bastards!
So I thought this has to
no
be
offense.
A mistake. No. Yeah. They're punishing people who imported them. So yes. I thought this was wrong. So I phoned up again, got a different person, asked him, went through the same steps. Yes, it'll cost you €195. I couldn't believe that, so I had to go at him, and he said, try taking it back to a shop, see what they'll say. So I phoned up the shop, he said, and they said, no, we don't take anything unless you bought it here. And then I phoned Sony again, said to sell Sony, you do realise that they're saying that they can't take it back, blah, 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 blah. By the way, how much is it? And the third guy told me, it's €195.
That's so just outrageous.
It's totally hideous. Now, being a sucker,
punish all our fanboys.
Yep. Punish
all those people that spent extra to buy the first defective units that we shipped out to an unsuspecting audience. We're going to fleece them twice.
Absolutely.
And not only that, but we're going to just be not very nice to them.
The really, really sad thing is, you're getting another one, aren't you?
Yep.
Totally captive audience.
Yep.
Just say the... no.
So you're going to go and buy another one?
Yes, I'm going to go and buy another one for 240. I'm going to buy a new one.
It's
a Sony PSP. I have to have the Sony PSP. It is that good. It is that
what
good.
What else are you going to watch your Musashi episodes on? Let's
be honest. luckily, podcasting happened and I was able to put podcasts on my iPod. But there is literally very little better than watching an episode of TV widescreen on the metro to work. It's unreplaceable experience. I spend exactly 30 minutes on the train. I know that because that's how far into an episode I get. Yeah. I watched almost the entirety of Veronica Mars on the metro to and from work.
Mm.
And near the end of the series, I had to walk down the street watching those last 15 minutes after I got off the train.
Just totally.
How many people do you walk into on average?
Zero.
Okay.
They gave him a wide berth because he was frothing at the mouth.
and only once, I got lots and lots of glances of people looking over at it, and only once did anybody ever interrupt my watching my telly and say, is that any good then, that PSP? And it was a guy and his girlfriend, and I went, look, watch. And I had an episode of Hustle that I downloaded from the BBC, well, from BitTorrent. The BBC series Hustle, and it was a really good rip, and I just showed it to them, and their faces, the bloke and his girlfriend, their faces just dropped, and they then discussed on how to get one. And there was...
Do you remember the original testing we did for, because I wanted to know how good fan subs would look?
Yep.
And we did the original testing on a segment of, I think it was Bakuretsu Tenshi.
Yes, I have a link to that screenshot.
I've been showing everybody that screenshot because obviously with it coming out in Europe now, everybody's again interested in. So I've been showing it around 2008, and people have just been going, "God, that is actually quite watchable, isn't it?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even with
people who watch a lot of fan subs.
even the subtitles. I mean, the subtitles are perfectly readable. We'll put a link up to that picture in the show notes, and you can have a look at the...
Marvel at the quality. Yeah.
So, yes, of course, I'm going to buy a replacement immediately. Well, not immediately, you know, end of the month, probably, when money comes in.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I've got to pay my tax bill. France is one of the very few countries that is still retarded enough to tax you at the end of the year.
I think most countries do that. Just you have an option of PAYE.
Nope, PAYE is pretty much obligatory in the UK. If you're a company director, like I am in the UK, you do your PAYE and you then have to fill in a bill as well to say that you're not lying with your PAYE.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I've got to pay a huge tax bill, but next month I'll be replacing it with a new PSP.
Just, don't pay your taxes. Go to jail. You're all the time pay on your new PSP.
I don't really think they'll let him take his PSP in there.
You can stay.
No. The way it works with French tax is if you're late, they charge you another 10%. If you're very late, they charge you 20%. And I honestly believe that that's why they do it like this, because they count on that 10%.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want everybody to be as late as possible.
Yeah.
So long as they pay eventually.
Yeah, they're happy. Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, until the cut-off point where they would have got more money had they banked it.
Yeah.
And then they send you to jail.
That's pretty much all I have to say about the Sony PSP, apart from the fact that I am kicking myself that I am that stupid that I'm going to buy another one. But this one's going to have a full European warranty. And... yeah, it's too good not to have one.
So it's
too good not to have one.
So it's love the sin, hate the sinner.
Yeah.
So what is actually wrong with your unit? Is it something that's repairable?
Well, as soon as I realised I was out of warranty, I took a screwdriver to it.
Yeah.
Had a look inside, and there was absolutely nothing wrong physically. All the cables were seated, all the plugs were in place. I stripped it right
nothing
down to
obviously
the
wrong. Muscle,
and there was nothing obviously wrong with it. You're right.
Must be worth taking it somewhere local, see if they can do anything with it.
Once they have the parts.
Yeah.
No one will have the parts yet.
No.
But it would be good.
Buy
yeah,
a new one,
have a
right?
Swap the warranty details.
Swap the insides over.
You have to cut through a plastic sheet to get to the screws. You basically have to go through a warranty.
You have to void your warranty to get in. Nice.
There's no way to transfer the serial number, presumably.
Nope, it's on a sticker besides, that's really dodgy.
Let's not discuss crime.
Yeah.
Yes.
Besides, the model numbers are different.
Ah.
Nah.
So if I were to send it back, it's broken. They'd say, but this is a PSP 1001.
Well, you should say that's what came in the box.
Or whatever.
PSP 1000. Yeah.
So, you send back your Hong Kong one, and you say, I bought it on Rue de Commerce, and they'll go, they're so dodgy.
We actually
believe you.
I got my phone from Rue de Commerce, and it turned out it came with an English plug.
Ooh.
Nice.
They bought the plug from Orange, UK.
It's like I go to the local shops here and buy a can of Coke, and it's got some ingredients in Dutch.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's just the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get that too.
Anyway, shall we move on?
Yes. Yes, we should.
Yes, move on.
Right, we got some music to play. It's not what we usually play. We've gone for something different.
A departure
from the norm, indeed. This week we've decided not to play something pod safe. But we're going to be legal regardless. So,
yay!
So yay us.
Yeah, we rock. We rock! So we got in touch with the band that wrote this song and said, can we play your song on the podcast? And the reply was, sure.
So, well, if you ask like that, what do you expect?
Well, yeah. And this is, I have to say, this is my favourite song by them.
Yep. And in fact, I'll tell you the name of the track, but I'll leave it to John Peel to introduce the song. So this song is called Hunted by a Freak. And take it away, John Peel.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mogwai.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole album was dedicated to the memory of John Peel, who passed away earlier this year.
That man rocked.
Yeah.
Literally.
That's Mogwai. Yeah. Mogwai rock.
Mm. We like music because of John Peel.
We do.
Yep.
We do. Okay.
Right.
Yes, onwards.
Onwards and upwards. What's this Mac User France, Jared?
Oh, yeah. A friend of mine, this girl at work, said, oh, can you help my boyfriend out? He's got troubles with his Mac. And I went, oh, God. Yeah, okay.
Tell him
what's
to clean it and stop flashing.
Yes. This is stopping. And then, then he sent me an email saying, well, this is a problem. I've got the rights to do Mac User in France.
Pardon? Gulk.
I'm releasing Mac User in French. It's going to be called Mac and Company, which is the name of an old magazine. They've got the name, but they've got Mac User UK, and they're just translating it into French. And they said, okay. So I'm doing the translation, and it's going to be released for Apple Expo this month. And
which
I'm
is
doing
the 20... When's Apple Expo?
I've suddenly lost interest, seeing as they've announced they're not having a keynote this year.
Yeah, what's that about?
I'll come to that after this.
Okay.
So he said he's releasing this magazine for Apple Expo, and he needs some screenshots. Can I help him out? They're quite complicated, but they should take someone like you, because obviously his missus has been talking about, oh, Jared's great, he'll do anything. Oh, sucker.
These people don't speak English terribly well, do they? they're not listening to the podcast, are they, Jared?
No, they will.
No, they're just wonderful people. They're called a chompy on landing, aren't they?
No, they really. I mean, I really am a sucker. any sob story? Okay, I'll fix your Mac. So I took the screenshots of the security stuff and. Stuff like that, and he says, great, we'll be able to have it out. And I said, do you mind if I mention it in the podcast? Or is it a secret or whatever? And he says, well, no, it'll be great if you can mention it. But just mention that it's a Mac guide for starters. It's going to have Photoshop stuff, a GarageBand Masterclass, Automator, and all sorts.
Great.
That sounds like an exclusive for us.
Exactly. And he sent me a couple of PDFs of articles I had to help him.
Twice in one show.
Yeah, real music and a new scoop.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So yeah, back to the Mac Expo, which
No keynote. What's that about?
Don't know.
Can't they just get jobs in to chant developers and dance like a
Wrong company.
But they want to compete in the marketplace.
Yeah, but Apple don't copy other people. often.
Did you ever see the Steve Ballmer iPod ad?
No.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes.
Dance Monkey Boy Dance.
We're going to have to find that now, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And any time to point to the original developers.
Is this the same Steve Ballmer as the man who has a second career in office furniture removals?
The man who said, I will bury you, Google, yes.
No, he didn't say he would bury you, Google.
No, he said he'd bury the CEO of Google.
He said he was going to beep and kill Google. And that the chappie who had left, he was going to bury. He'd done it before, he will do it again. Allegedly, yes.
Well, we're allegedly. Just reporting on the reports.
We're not reporting on the reports. We're reporting on Google's sworn evidence.
Yeah.
So whilst Ballmer is saying that they didn't happen, other people are swearing that it did.
There are signed affidavits saying that he did, yes.
Yes. And the field hockey players.
And everybody was so quiet about
it.
That's a Pixies reference. For all of those of you out there who don't have a copy of Surfer Rosa, get it.
Now.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Before we go on to that,
my sister's birthday was the end of last week. Had a lovely
but we
party.
Can't sing it.
Just like to wish happy birthday to my sister and
Happy birthday to Stutt's sister. I wish we could sing it.
Yes, we
can
sing it.
Happy birthday.
Kick him. I don't want to pay royalties.
Happy birthday
is not free.
It's not blood safe.
It's not non-copyrighted. It's fully copyrighted, etc., etc.
It's fully copyrighted up the wazoo.
Yes. And if you'd seen the wonderful series Sports Night, which we will link to and praise and so on. Yes, don't go there.
And Stuck does have a thing about Natalie from Sports Night. It has to be said.
Thank you very much. It's a well-known thing.
It's a well-known thing. I mean, it's perfectly brilliant.
We wouldn't mention
behavior.
It.
She's lovely.
Yes.
Anyway.
that cropped up not because of Stuck's sister's birthday, which...
Is an important
birthday,
event.
Stuck's sister.
She's 30.
Because this last week it was... the Podfather Adam Curry's birthday, and lots of people sent him in songs
illegal
of them singing illegal pirated recordings or copyright infringements, as we should call them.
Yes, thieves.
Yes, there is actually some debate over whether the two little old ladies do own the rights to the song. Far too long a debate for us to go into. In a podcast with three opinionated geeks who don't really know about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially as none of us really cares that much.
Yeah. But happy birthday to Adam Curry regardless.
Yes.
Yeah,
and to his daughter.
It was his daughter's
birthday a little while ago.
That's true, yes.
Yes.
And happy birthday, Katrina, is that right?
Katrina? Try Christina.
Oh, Christina, yeah, something like that.
Katrina's a hurricane.
That's why it's on my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We mentioned it last week.
For those of you who are listening in 2008, in 2005, there was a very nasty hurricane in,
South America.
We mentioned it last week.
North America. The south of North America.
Yeah, we mentioned it last week.
We kind of said, anybody in its path, we wish you all the best.
Yep.
Well, no, we didn't. Jared said, why the heck did you move there in the first place?
Yes.
And then I looked at the map, and they were warned, but the government didn't move fast enough. But that's
basically, if you're one of the three people who managed to survive the aftermath of Katrina, we wish all three of you the best.
Yeah.
Oh, and into Nick.
Bit of a nightmare.
Good luck, into Nick.
Direct Nick.
It's one of those.
Nick.
You can tell I'm so unprepared for this segment.
Yes,
can't
this, you? You're showing
Yay!
Off your research. Yes.
Prepared digitally.
Anyway.
Right, what's that got to do with the...
The price of fuel.
Let's move on to that. But first, let's say, if Sabrina Lloyd is listening, I have a phone number. I'm quite happy to give it to you.
And you can email him at spodcast@spodcast.org.
No, don't do that, because it will go to these two as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, hi, Ned.
Yes. No, Ned. No, stay away, Ned. No.
Spodcast@spodcast.org.
You know, that limiter isn't that good.
Well, I'm going to have to work out how good it is.
Yes, fuel prices. I just wanted to mention this because Radio 4, yes, I listen to Radio 4 in the morning.
We all listen to Radio 4 when we're in the country.
Good. Radio 4 had a segment this morning on fuel prices, because obviously Hurricane Katrina's caused it to jump up again, and we're expecting this to push our petrol prices up. And they were talking about how likely it is to hit a pound a litre. And before they got lots of emails saying, it's a pound a litre over there, and over there, and over there, and over there. And the highest being £1.06 at the moment.
Blimey.
The bloke they had on from the RAC... said 70% of pumps in the UK can't actually display a pound a litre.
Oh, fantastic!
So, it may not happen for a while, because they've got a hell of a lot of work to do before they can actually charge it.
So it's a bit like the stock market crash of 1987, where people were looking at their screens going, why is everything down 99?
Absolutely! So, I just wanted to mention it, because I thought that was hilarious.
That is absolutely brilliant.
They must have seen it coming. I refuse to believe they haven't thought, it's creeping up, isn't it? It's getting close.
How can that sort of How can that happen in a digital age? I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, this is the 21st century. We've made it this far.
We made it past the Y2K problem. You know, how is this?
There can't be the old machines because they just switch over to the gallon figure.
Well, I don't know. I mean...
Yeah, they've had, like, well, we've had over a pound a gallon since about 1970-something, haven't we?
Yeah.
And now, anyway. What was our price? Because obviously with a lot of my chums over in the US complaining about the rise in fuel price...
Oh, God.
And
I can't
they're talking
possibly
about it
complain
going
about
up to $3 per US gallon.
Anyway,
and it works out that we pay something like $7 per US gallon.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And I think
that when we give them our oil, because obviously
they need
what we are doing,
yeah,
because they haven't got any of their own anymore. Will they be paying our tax on it?
No chance. that was something
they
else the
pay
REC
pump
suggested.
Price.
Well,
they should come round with their jerry cans.
we could have some proper hospitals then.
We could, yeah.
The RAC guy said something else which was a bit interesting. He proposed, or said there has been this proposal for tax to adjust as the price of oil goes up and down, and for the price at the pump to stay the same. And they reckon over a long enough period it would actually even itself out, given inflation and so on and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
What a clever idea.
It's damn good.
So they're talking about just keeping a constant price and the tax will be like the buffer zone.
Yeah, so basically either you pay masses and masses... You either pay masses and masses of tax, or hardly any tax, but you always pay the same.
That is a brilliant idea envisioned by somebody who doesn't remember the early 1970s and OPEC.
Well,
it's also...
there is no upper price limit.
But let's put it,
there isn't.
You know, let's look at the halfway house. But let's look at the halfway house, because obviously that as it was stated wouldn't work. But there must be something in that idea of adjusting the rate of tax based on how much the petrol's actually costing.
The problem I can see with that is the member of the public who is then paying more tax than he would normally because it should be much cheaper now. Getting his up in arms, saying, "Oh, I'm being overtaxed," and some kind of the equivalent of an American libertarian over here. Oh, I'm being taxed too much already.
Yeah, but the thing is,
become a party political debate.
Oh yeah,
oil is cheap and the tax is high, you'll have the opposition going, "Bad idea."
Yeah.
But when oil is expensive and tax is low, then the ruling party will be like, "Oh, aren't we brilliant?"
But the thing is, before everyone started, or before the media started going on about how high fuel prices had gone, no one actually knew how much of it was tax. It was never that big an issue.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. You know, you paid that price.
You paid your dollar and you got your gallon.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. We just need to shut the media up, that'd do.
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should close the free press. They obviously serve no purpose in a modern society.
Although it has to be said, we've just criticised ourselves because technically we're part of them now.
Fantastic! You want to hear what I have to say about podcasts?
No, we are not. We are not journalists. We are not journalists. We haven't been trained as journalists.
Not at all.
We're not a member of the journalist union.
Yep, we should never use Nick DePlume's "but I'm a journalist" defence when we're saying, obviously not. So we are, while we could describe ourselves
what
as reporters
we?
Or
reportages. We are in fact...
commenters.
We are in fact bloggers.
Pundits. We're
bloggers.
Pundits on life.
No, because some blogs are news. Some blogs are journalism. Some blogs aren't.
Yes.
Some blogs are just reportage. It's like the reportage that's going on in New Orleans at the moment by the Public, who are telling us more interesting things than the traditional news channels. It happens every time there's an international incident. It's the reportage as opposed to the reporting that is the real deal.
The real story.
International incident.
Say again?
You call it an international incident.
Well, it's not really.
Well, it's international news.
Can you really call insurrection and 9/10 of a civil war an international...
you can when it affects the world's economy as much as this has.
it's an international event. Because we're helping them, so obviously it's international news.
Of course.
It's international
effect. That was actually something I wanted to mention, because I saw that nice Mr. Bush on television the other day.
Sorry, which Mr. Bush would that be?
No, sorry, I meant the other one.
Oh, right.
On TV the other day, and he was saying, he was making one of those strong speeches, obviously trying to be like our wonderful Mr. Blair.
Or his father.
Yeah.
I don't know what Tony Blair's father's like, actually.
Oh, actually, he's funny. He wrote a letter to the... He wrote a letter to congratulate him. He got a form letter back saying, "Dear Mr. Parr."
Oh, fantastic.
"Dear Mr. L. Parr from your loving Parr." It was signed off "your loving Parr," and he got a letter in "Mr. L. Parr. Thank you for your letter. The Prime Minister will blah, 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 blah."
Oh, that's great.
So anyway,
the chimp boy was giving rhetoric.
Yeah, and he was saying that America has the resources and the resolve to get through this.
Except they haven't.
And I thought, so you don't want Europe and Japan's oil there? Because we can keep it if you'd rather.
And if America's truly...
We kind of need that too. It's like we have reserves for a reason, and we're giving them over.
I'll tell you what interests me.
We understand that you are in deep stum.
Yeah.
What interests
me? And we're
me
nice.
Was,
we help each other.
Was that there was some reporting that Americans had raised $400 million to help with the relief efforts. How many people are there in the US?
Oh, well, that's worse.
265 million.
And they only managed 400 million quid. Dollars, sorry.
400 million, that's a lot.
It is, but with that amount of people, they can
no,
do
that's
more
a,
than
that's
that.
A lot. That's a lot. Because
that would be
that
like
means,
well,
that
I
means
know.
Every. That
I reckon
means
that
kids.
Included the rest of us as well.
I think that would be 40 cents from every man, woman, and child in India.
Yep. Well, I mean, I go to the Red
which
Cross.
Which in India
over there
is a lot of
the
money.
Effect. Mm. Admittedly, I only gave them $5 on my credit card, but I was near the site. I clicked on it. Thought, $5 minimum. I'll do that.
Yep.
No problem.
I'm still waiting for the Americans to start donating to the Boss Castle Fund before I start donating to New Orleans, I have to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
But another thing, the resolve, what is it you said that Bush said about the Americans?
The Americans have the resources and we have the resolve.
And so do the guys down in New Orleans. They have the resources, their guns, they have the resolve to take all the other people's monies and stuff. I mean, don't forget it's Americans down there that are causing the problems.
Mm. Yeah, that's
Americans
it's civil
are
war.
The problem and the solution. And it's
and they're the ones that are turning around and saying, why isn't the government here helping us?
Yeah.
Because you'd shoot them.
Because you shoot them every time they try, you fool. But no, see, I blame the education system. If they were made to read the Lord of the Flies like we were as kids, no, 3 days is what you've got. 3 days, that's your lot.
The best they can do is things like, they're taking the hobbits to Isengard.
Gard.
Anyway, I think that about wraps it up, I think.
Is that enough of a rant?
Well,
no,
we've been...
In all
honesty and seriousness, I have to say it.
Yeah.
If you have been affected by Katrina, then our hearts go out to you. It's the aftermath is horrendous. I don't understand how it can happen in the modern world. It has happened in the modern world, and our hearts really go out to you.
Yeah.
Yep. Right.
Absolutely.
So that was that. Thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, do
subscribe in Apple. Oh yeah, iTunes. We're on the
iTunes
Music Store.
We hit the iTunes, we fixed the feed, it's all happy, hunky-dory, and so on.
And all of our wonderful hosting by sharedserver.net.
Absolutely.
Don't forget to mention them. Sharedserver.net, of course, provides us with all of our bandwidth so that we can spotcast to our heart's content.
Yes, that's
they
why
really
we,
are
that's,
a damned
that's,
fine
you know,
company.
And we wouldn't have been able to go on for so long, i.e. Yep. more than 30 minutes.
For so long,
every damn week.
So little, so few.
Yes. Oh, in case anyone's interested, we're currently getting somewhere in the region of 40-odd people listening every week, so that's quite impressive.
We can
really.
Beat that. That's brilliant. Yeah, we can beat that.
I'm sure we can beat
well,
that.
This is without any publicity or any promos, but we
beyond
should
our
do,
blogs.
A, do a promo. Yeah,
yes, we'll do
blogs.
A promo. We'll do a promo and send it out to a few people.
Sounds good to me.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
And before you go, I didn't even mention what specification my computer is this week. Hooray!
Oh my god!
So close.
That was almost bad. There was almost no point in doing this podcast.
He's breaking up.
I was checking the CPU throughput that I was getting off Guitar Rig, and because I've got a dual 2 GHz G5, it was only hitting about 2-3% with all effects on. So that's really rather good.
That's rubbish.
That isn't bad.
We will have to link to Guitar Rig because it just rocks.
Because it's great. And Jared is trying to get them to make a new product.
Yeah. Mic Rig.
Micros, as they say.
Yeah, Rig, which is basically a cut-down guitar rig. I think they should make this. Don't anyone go out and say, where's Mic Rig? Because they only got my email today. They should do with a compressor, limiter, noise gate, reverb, and that's it. You know, a minor valve amp or the valve compressor will do.
Yeah.
Or they call it tube compressor, don't they? Yeah, but anyway, a nice valve preamp.
So what you're saying is you don't need things like a wah-wah.
You don't need a wire, you don't need a flanger, you don't need a ring modulator, you don't need...
Oh, come on!
Sorry, a ring modulator?
Of course you need a ring modulator.
A ring modulator is an FM converter that takes the frequency, adds and subtracts frequencies from it to give you effectively what is either a bell sound or a Dalek. The Daleks were ring modulators going through Paddy Kingsland's radiophonic workshop, Vocoder, set to ring modulation, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought they were small guys inside, like, suits.
Yes, but the...
They were just
okay.
Anyway, ring modulation is best.
We need to end!
Yes. Get back in your box.
Okay.
You're taking the hobbits to Isengard.
We will see you all next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Ned.
You've been in here for 30 minutes. What are you doing?
Entertaining and educating.
Why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?